Welcome to another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. I am Kyle Klingman of Track Wrestling. Our guest this week is Kayla Miracle. She was a four-time national champion for Campbellsville. She recently represented the United States at the 2019 World Championships. She will also be on the U23 World Championship team, which is upcoming. And it's going to be fun to talk to her about why she went to Campbellsville. Her dad has a big influence on her, and one of the big reasons that she went to Campbellsville University. And as you make your decision on where to attend college, we hope you will check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's the place to check out for all your recruiting needs. Just remember the website, CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Now we get to Kayla Miracle. She's this week's guest on 7 Minutes. Our guest today is Kayla Miracle. She was just at the 2019 Senior World Championships, will be at the U23 World Championships, four-time WCWA National Champion for Campbellsville. Kayla Miracle, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
I'm ready. Let's go.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I think I would tell myself to listen a little bit more to my dad and stop fighting him, because he's actually pretty smart and kind of knows what he's talking about. So I think I definitely would have grown a lot then, and just work harder and take every opportunity, which is super cliche to say, but yeah, probably that, because I think I would be a lot better now if I would have worked harder then.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about the process? What were your top three schools, and why did you pick Campbellsville?
So I never really got to do the whole top three, you know, make my decision. I was a junior, and my dad had just retired from the Navy and was looking for a job, and like what he wanted to do, his next step. And Campbellsville decided they wanted to start a program, and he decided to apply and look at it, and they offered him the job, and he said he wasn't going to take it unless I went there. So my junior year, I went on a visit, and it felt like home, and I was like, all right, let's do it. And so he took the job, and he started the program my senior year of high school, and then I went on over my freshman year.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
I don't know. I mean, if I could have some of Kamal Bey's bombs or something, that would be really cool, because I'm not much of a thrower. Or like some Victoria Anthony inside trips to add another element there, because I like to move people and fake. So if I could get in and do that, or I don't know, even Adeline, her hand fighting and her pressure, like we've just messed around in the room, but she's really good at that, and so that would be nice to be able to control my opponents as well as she does. So
let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president, what would you want to change?
Freestyle all around, and Greco, but no more folk style.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
This year it's been telling myself to go to that dark place, take them to deep waters, drown them, be comfortable being uncomfortable, that type of thing.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
If someone tells me that I'm genuine.
What is the one thing your coach yells at you that you can hear every single time?
Usually circle. Or if Perry tells, he says right hand, because I hang my right hand. Things like that.
Can you hear your dad pretty well?
Oh, yeah. Even at Worlds, he's way up at the top in the stands, and I could hear him as if he were like in a little earpiece. He just has that voice, and we have that connection where I won't lose it ever.
What is the strangest thing that's ever gone through your mind during a wrestling match?
I remember at Worlds, I was thinking, wow, this mat is really dirty. There's a lot of blood on here. They need to clean it. Or just like nail colors. I'm like, oh, that's a really pretty nail color.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
Cool. I mean, I'd love to go back and wrestle that match against North Korea from last week. Losing 6-6 is not the best way to go out at Worlds because I know I can beat her and I know I can make the finals and I know I can win it. So to be able to get that do-over would be great.
Who is somebody you've really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
I don't know. I like the competition I have with Mallory. We always have some really good matches, great competitors, and it's the rivalry, so it's always really hype if it's overseas and nobody even knows about the match, or if it's Final X where it's super broadcasted and there's all the build-up. So she's good.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I have a patch of freckles under my arm, like in my armpit.
What is your greatest fear?
Something tangible and real rather than like an internalized fear. I would say like snakes. I really hate snakes. They freak me out.
Has that been your whole life?
No, I think it's gotten worse as I've gotten older. Okay. I think as a kid, I was around them a little more. We had, you know, the garden snakes and all that. So it was kind of fine. But as I've gotten older, I'm not around them as much. And I've seen more scary things about snakes. So definitely don't like them.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
I mean, I love Trisha Saunders. And she's coached me at Junior World. So that'd be pretty cool to get to scrap against her. And see how that would go, like our generation versus their generation.
And then final question, you have a great last name, Miracle. How has the name Miracle been used in the newspapers to your advantage?
So many different things. It's a miracle. She doesn't need a miracle. Any of those sorts of puns. Our massage therapist actually decided, like helped me come up with a hashtag. It'll be expect the miracle for me. So there we go.
Do you get tired of it?
No, I like when people come up with something a little new and a little more original, but they're all fine. People think they're funny. So I go along with it. I love it.
Kayla Miracle, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate the time, and we wish you all the best as you continue to make world teams and at the U23 World Championships.
Thank you so much.